This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work integrates research and field experience to prepare professionals to address today's most pressing problems in social justice, health, poverty, families, and global development. Applications are open for the early deadline of December 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
Thousands of Illinois residents have lost their jobs due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor J.B. Pritzker has extended unemployment benefits to workers affected by the pandemic, but not everyone gets relief. Undocumented workers don't qualify for unemployment benefits, and there are thousands in Illinois, particularly in the Chicago area. WBEZ's Maria Inez Zamudio joins me to talk about these workers. Good morning, Maria.
Hi, good morning.
In just 3 days last week, about 64,000 people in Illinois applied for unemployment. Undocumented workers aren't eligible for such benefits. Do we know how many of them might need the help?
It's unclear how many undocumented workers there are in Illinois. Chicago demographer Rob Perrell estimates that there are about 500,000 undocumented immigrants living in Illinois. We also know that those workers are often in jobs that have been downsized due to the precautions being taken. For instance, there are fewer people traveling, which means fewer hotel stays and fewer workers to clean those rooms.
So we can maybe extrapolate there might be tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of people who need help and are not eligible for it. Are there any safety nets out there for undocumented workers?
There are a few. Some nonprofits in the Chicago area are providing assistance with rent, food, and other essentials, but more help is needed. Undocumented workers typically earn less than their counterparts, so they're less likely to have ample savings and other forms of safety nets for themselves. I spoke with Eva. She's a mother of two and works as a janitor. She stopped working after the governor ordered residents to stay home. Her husband works in construction and has stopped working too.
Ahorita no tenemos de ninguna forma como pagar la renta, los biles.
She's saying that they don't have income and can't afford to pay rent or their bills.
Considering the sorts of jobs many undocumented workers have, they're probably not in the best position to protect themselves during the pandemic, assuming that they do keep working. So what can they do?
Francisco Ortega is an economics professor at CUNY's Queen College. He studied the economic contributions of unauthorized workers. He said undocumented workers play a vital role in the food production and distribution. He says undocumented workers are having to make difficult decisions.
This puts them in a very difficult situation. Either you have to continue working and expose themselves, or you try to survive without a steady source of income.
This is not only affecting undocumented workers, but their entire families. Most of these workers live in mixed status families, where some of the members of the families are undocumented and others are citizens or legal permanent residents. So this is really impacting the entire family.
And this also affects quite a few large industries in America, correct?
Yes, undocumented workers are mostly concentrated in industries such as hospitality, agriculture, construction. And so those industries are going to be really impacted by this.
That's WBEZ immigration reporter Maria Inez Zamudio talking to us about the challenges facing undocumented workers in Illinois during the coronavirus pandemic. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you, Mary.